When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Recording, Sam. Yeah, but so when you're ready, welcome, Sam. It's Nick here and Sam driving. And Sam's employed me to get over his jitters of driving anxiety. Yeah. Isn't that right, mate? So, we're learning to check, not being anxious, but learning to be part of the road, you know?
Yeah.
And we're kind of cruising with this, and we're just going to share a few things about, you know, how to overcome anxiety in driving. And so thanks for employing me to teach you how to be more relaxed in driving and tools and strategies that you might want. So this is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, helping people getting over anxiety. Cool. Especially when they've been challenged and, you know, they're trying to get their licenses. And some people do have anxiety naturally, maybe because of past, maybe have an accident, so they've been involved in accidents, yeah? With their parents and whatnot, and they, as soon as some, I know a few people that are still, like, when they hear the squishing of tires, they get very excited and they just go everywhere emotionally, and they get distracted, and we just go wild everywhere with our mind, yeah? We lose our concentration, might even lose some memory, yeah, when we're excited, anxious. So how do we go about overcoming the challenges? Anxiety and driving is very challenging for some people, but maybe here's some things to kind of help us, yeah? Yeah, so we can look at gradual exposure to driving, Sam, you know, like checking. Yeah, thanks for checking, buddy. Get me out of here. Thank you very much. Otherwise, that makes me feel anxious. Cool. Can we do a U-turn, please, on the roundabout and come back up?
Yeah.
Thank you. And so gradual exposure, slowly. We need to, if you're feeling nervous about driving, I think one of the strategies to get just gradually back into it, yeah? You know, for example, begin with short drives, you know, in familiar places, and then gradually venture out to a higher crowd or maybe highways too. Yeah, that way, yeah. Thanks, mate. That's good. So how does it feel so far? Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So did you like that tip? Gradual exposure. That's what you've been doing all this time.
Yeah.
And what about deep breath and relaxation techniques, like practice deep breathing, exercise or other relaxation techniques can help you actually calm your mind and body while driving?
Yeah.
This can help reduce the anxiety and actually promote a sense of calmness. Just remember one thing. Normally, when someone is challenged by anxiety and driving, they're kind of self-distracting more than normal, yeah? And when we are in the anxiety zone, we're actually losing memory and confidence, and we're not the same people anymore. We're actually have this alerts going on, because that's what I mentioned on last lesson, how it affects us physiologically and psychologically when someone's under stress. And, you know, they got the triggers and trauma and anxiety. Cool. So we need to stay calm as much as possible when we're driving a car. We need to just relax, and sometimes we can actually premeditate our drive before we drive. So.
Yeah.
Deep breathing is important. You do that before you enter a car and you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe start breathing. You know? You can use the box breath. It's really easy. Like in through the nose, inhale through the nose for 7 seconds. We hold for 4, 4, 3, 2, 1 and exhale with the mouth. That's it. And look at that. Sweet as. Then exhale all the way through. 3, 4 times of that. That'll just make you feel calm again. And the thing is, anxiety folks tend to get distracted very easily. Right? And we need to stay calm. So there's some other methods. This is mindfulness, and whatever you're doing, being in the moment of whatever you're doing, not losing yourself, can actually help us stay on track, yeah? Stay on and We take right on this one. Yep, just recognize this one. Yeah, that's the way. Yes. So deep breath will really help us. The technique. Yes. You got. Sometimes you need to clear quicker, dude. Yep. That's good. Otherwise, I feel anxious again. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like this is cool. Love helping people. You know, understanding anxiety. What about positive self-talk? Replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations are kind of good. Remind ourselves or yourself to be, you know, you are capable of driving, right? Safely, and that you have control over the situation. Even in narrow streets down here. Taking control, right? At night work. Encourage yourself with positive statements to boost your confidence. I'm a good driver. I know how to do things early. And I do have a meditation that follows this, yeah? To have great affirmations. I think it's the second one on the right coming up. You can go there.
Yeah.
We can use kind of visualizations, like visualization successes. Before driving, take a few moments to visualize yourself driving, right? The confidence and with calmly. Imagine yourself navigating through difficult scenarios smoothly and successfully from the past, stepping into the past, yeah? Visualizing positive outcomes can help you reduce your anxiety, yeah? What about maybe if you're really anxious about driving, maybe a support group will, you know, will do that. Well, for me, I have a membership at the moment. It's not paid for, but it's a membership to stay together and practice breathing together, you know, in a group and can help. And there's also ones for anxiety driving too, yeah? So being immersed in the idea that you're going to be okay and just sharing what you feel sometimes can help, right? And I do have a lot of, I do coach a lot of people with anxiety, you know. They hire me just specifically to keep working with them, how to get over the anxiety, cool?
Yeah.
And Rod, this one, thank you. Yeah, you can practice like relaxation, right? Exercise or learn to practice relaxation techniques such as progressive muscle relaxation or guided imagery, or you know, sometimes if you feel like driving can do that too, it can make you feel tense. It's like, have you seen two cats fighting? How they look like Hulk, you know, when they meet each other, or two dogs fighting? What, they're a little tiny, all of a sudden they grew up three, you know, like the Hulk, they've gone green, yeah? Just a joke, but it's like that when you imagine that as anxiety, how tense you get, how pumped you get, yeah?
Yeah.
Like going, I don't know, do you play football? Have you played football?
Yeah, I played football,
basketball. Oh, good. Well, I don't know. Do you get pumped up before the game? Like, do you know, you grow, like, your whole body expands like 3 centimeters wide each.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe an inch. You look a bit inch taller. Yeah. Muscles grow, you're tense. That's your tension going, it's anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then it makes you feel like you've got no pain. There's no. You kick your endorphins are kicking in, yeah? You don't even feel the pain, yeah? Until later. That's what happens when you start calming down your muscles. Yeah, it's good. Carry on. All right, this is the circuit you're going to maybe take into or what, something like this, yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, moving on. How about taking breaks, Sam? Whenever you feel like anxious about something, and you're driving, you feel that overwhelming, yeah? Overwhelming it. And just pull over somewhere safe, you know, and relax and then take a few breaths and re-engage your driving. And if you're overstimulating the idea and getting super attention, you know, just to get through the highway or whatever makes you nervous in driving, you can be super sensitive, super excited, super everything, yeah?
Yeah.
Full tension. That's like pretty freaky for some people. But they still do it. But if you can just pull over and relax in somewhere safe place to pull over, take a few breathers and, you know, get onto the parasympathetic system, you know, nervous system to help you to unwind that, to relax that. We can. Mindfulness is a very, very good technique to practice, and I recommend it a lot, especially for mindful meditation. You know, I'm feeling the steering wheel. I can feel my foot on the accelerator. I know what I'm doing. I know my step to do safe corners, yeah? I know about safe gap selections, you know? My strategy is like, even if my car stalls in the middle, right? I'm okay because I picked the right gap, so I should be nervous about it, yeah?
Yeah.
It's all about trusting yourself and taking a big breath if you have to, huh?
Yeah.
Distracting yourself from the potential hazard or perceived hazard or the catastrophic thoughts that happen while I'm the nervousness, yeah? Just relax, yeah?
Yeah.
Mindfulness is the best for driving, especially to learning that as an asshole should not just for driving, it's for everything, really.
Yeah.
Maybe you can start using calming techniques like calming techniques that work for you, like some calming music, meditation, podcast, anything for your drive. And it's just using that, you know, using that just to guide you from away from being nervous, yeah, while driving. Cool. We can go on to use positive distraction. Positive distraction is very important. That's one tool that a lot of anxiety channel people do have to do. They have to learn how to positively distract. Yeah? Cool. Good work. And listening to uplifting kind of nice work, then, you know, podcasts, audio books, whatever helps you with your, you know, getting your attention away from your inner self distraction. Cool.
Yeah.
That can help. I mean, I guess you're still a young driver, but maybe after a year or so, you know.
Yeah.
At the moment, you're still kind of learning stuff. You can see how you go, how you challenge yourself. Yeah, cool. You know, you can use podcasts for positive affirmation, not just saying for driving, but also other bits and pieces to help you. It's just a matter of rewiring the brain, you know, to do different things, think different way, yeah? Have building up the resilience of anxiety by using certain strategies. You might consider driver's education, like this dude's running across you, right? Checking, like, okay, comments on that one? Body language of the pedestrian with the surfboard?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that when I banged the brake, or you banged the brake?
Yeah, I thought it was going to look.
No, I don't trust anyone, mate. Don't worry. No. Look, here's another strategy for never trust anyone. Let's talk about that. You see, when you get your license and you have no anxiety in driving, you're going to have to be very attentive. It's 80% you doing the work and 20% them watching you, but 90% you watching them, yeah? Sounds great?
Yeah.
So sometimes, thank you for hiring me, not just, you know, for teaching you how to feel good about driving less anxious, but also sometimes I recommend you get yourself an instructor, yeah, and sort of do the rules, do the things, ask questions, right?
Yeah.
To feel competent, confident in your driving and a refresher course after a while, you know, is good to know. I think the more things you know about driving or anything, the more control you have, the better responsibility you have. You can handle it better, right?
Yeah.
Programs. You can plan your route sometime. Wherever you're going, you can plan your routes, you know. Situation triggers your anxiety. Plan your routes in advance. Picture where you need to go. There's a negative to that, but plan the route triggers that possible. Use your apps and GPS. You can't use that at the moment unless it's TomTom, yeah?
Yeah.
And less congested roads. You can plan your routes that you don't have to, okay, you might have to go the longer way. But you can go out the longer way, you know, the longer way, the shorter way, you know, but so you get comfortable. Sometimes there's less traffic certain routes, you know, you pick what actually works for you.
Yeah.
And, very cool. Very nice. Good job on that one. Deal with your friends on the left, yeah, with no anxiety. That's it.
Nice time off.
No, that's our lights are on. It's just that
was there a light there?
Yeah, which light? The street light, yeah.
Oh, right.
It's all good. Sometimes getting enough rest, you know, or moods and not getting enough food and rest and food. Sometimes we go thirsty and we don't even know it. We're full of resilience or something, but we don't even realize that we should be fed, slept well, right? Before driving, and fatigue can increase anxiety, by the way, or even mood swings because, you know, mood swings are caused by lack of nutrition. Additionally, find healthy ways to manage the stress in your life, right?
Yeah.
So through exercise, meditation, you know, engaging in hobbies that you love and doing, take care of the overall well-being, right? Reduce your anxiety for some methods like that. That can help with your less anxiety and driving. Yeah. And look, if it's really like, I want to talk to the root causes of anxiety of driving again. Coping mechanism tailored to specific needs. Look, sometimes, as I said earlier, we might have had an accident while we were a kid in the back of a car. And then we're traumatized by that. Something happened earlier and it's like stuck in our minds. Anything like, headlight systems or squishy tires can turn us off. Yeah. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, our physiology and psychology work against us. Yeah, we lose our concentration. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
A sudden thing that you see, you know, in the physical world reminds you of your past, whatever happened, and traumas like that. Sometimes, let's say that you are in the army and, you know, and then you've seen someone like, you know, someone, a grenade went off, right? And a buddy of yours lost his leg or something while practicing throwing grenades.
Yeah.
Right? Then you get traumatized because you saw your buddy, you know, lose a leg. Right? Accidents happen. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when you're driving your car, someone just backfires, you know, like a bad muffler or whatever.
Yeah.
Boom! You know, and all of a sudden you go, that's trauma. That's past traumas that are stuck in our mind and through our body, and they get stuck in our body somewhere. You got it? So, sorry to do that, but it's a bit of a story there, right? So knowing to get to the root cause of something, that's the key to getting real anxiety and trauma, cool? So I can stop triggering and just creating awareness of it. And you have to pop that little demon. It's like I call them little demons, yeah?
Yeah.
Things that, little thoughts, and they're there. It's a past memory that just, they're in our memory, they're in our body, they're everywhere, yeah? We need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Some psychological books, they call them burn them out, yeah? Burn them out of our system.
Yeah.
By what? By how? By facing them, by sitting with them. By floating the float with them, by accepting they're there, yeah, not fighting them, and allowing them just to pass through a certain practice, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. We can look at practicing defensive driving. That's a good one. And that's what you've been doing with your own instructors, haven't you? Adopting a defensive driving, looking, scanning, practicing for a driving test, you know? You feel like more in control, prepared for potential hazards on the road, and you stay alert, yeah? Stay alert, anticipate the actions of others on the road, and right? Actions of others, and maintain the safe following distance like 4 seconds in night driving.
Yeah.
Right? Just knowing this kind of stuff that you can have a smooth drive, you know? Again, think of the successes you've had all this time. They're all packaged inside our mind, yeah? Filed in. You can redraw any time and, you know, check that bit there, all good. It's all practice. Calming music is good, like relaxation tools like music, podcast, auto recording. I think I mentioned that. This can create soothing atmosphere and distract your mind from anxious thoughts, regurgitating, ruminating thoughts, yeah?
Yeah.
We can utilize technology, like take advantage of technology that can just reduce anxiety. While driving, smartphone apps available that are guided relaxation exercise, mindfulness. I keep saying how important that is. Even virtual reality experiences can help you practice driving, right? I think before we, before I even signed up for a driving thing here, right? You had to do a hazard perception test, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right? Which means it was a virtual test. And you have to pass that before you do the actual test, the physical test, yeah?
Yeah,
and you can keep practicing that. But you can actually minimize your stresses by knowing stuff. Yeah, learning from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes we can get overwhelmed from, you know, driving can be overwhelming, and we just need to break down the goals, like you're turning right at the traffic light here, right? So there's set structures to follow. I mean, you're looking for the light change. You're going to check your bicycle, yeah? You know, you're going to make sure no one's going to run a light. You're going to make sure there's no pedestrians running, right?
Yeah.
You're going to move your head. Make sure it's evident. Let the assessor see you without being too anxious, Bill.
Yeah.
And I know the first time when people are going for tests, it's like really anxious, yeah? They drop everything they've recalled, yeah? And anxiety makes you drop your memory, yeah? All right. Good work on that. You've got a green arrow.
Yeah.
And it's all about connecting with the correct light lanes. Cool. Easy. That felt good?
Yeah.
No anxiety in that one?
No.
No. That's great. Let's continue a little bit on the highway now. Do you mind changing lanes when it's possible and safe?
Yeah.
Good head check there. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Straight, straight. Yeah. We're going to go on to a little bit around Woollahra now. Cool.
Yeah.
Go there a bit. All right, so it's good to have this fit, this realistic goal, start small goals gradually, you know. Let's look at highways. Make you know, like, if you're going to learn highways, you're on the highway now.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of gradually work to this. If your highways make you anxious, begin by driving short distances or less busy roads, yeah?
Yeah.
And progressively go with someone on the highway and relax and breathe and celebrate each achievement that you've made, yeah? No matter how small or... you know, small to build your confidence up, yeah? Gradually, slowly, because if I give you too much to do too quickly, you won't absorb it anyway. It's too heavy. The information, your brain can only take so much information in a short time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get scared, you know? Fear comes in. That's not the way to learn. So you gradually move up a step in different levels. That's a way you can actually build up resilience to driving. Change lanes to the right. That's it. Nice swing in the head, soft steer. Cool. There you go. Great driving there. You did the MIB. Good structure there. And then we can actually practice like self-care, prioritize your overall well-being and help you manage anxiety, right? Get enough sleep. We said that. Eat well. Nourish well. Regular exercise. Taking care of your physical and mental health is like an antidote, right? Antidote to anxiety is to get the right exercise amount, yeah? And sunshine and food and water and... oh, yes, yes, if it's safe, yeah. You know? Yeah. Taking care of your physical and mental health, like, can really have a positive impact on your overall anxiety level, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always nice to use that positive visualization, you know, driving confidently, calmly, successfully. Create a mental image of yourself overcoming anxious situations. You know, so far you've been on the road for about 120 hours, haven't you, mate, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is enough. There's a lot of practice there, cool? And you're very smoothing up. You're doing really well. You're kind of anticipating what happens next year, cool? I'm glad you picked the correct lane to go in. Well done.
Yeah.
So you've done it, you know, just defend rather than, you know, be caught in a... in other words, know your route, yeah? Your route makes the journey easier. You get less anxiety in driving. Know the route. Practice your route, cool?
Yeah.
And let others kind of... bend and move and do radical things around you and just be anticipating that, knowing that.
Yeah.
It's like all about overcoming anxious situations on the road, right? The technique can help you rewire your brain to associate driving positive experience and reduce anxiety over time, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I think the one I like is remember to breathe. Remember to breathe. If you feel like anxious and you've built up this toxicity and this tension in the body while driving, right? Just focus on your breathing for a while. You can do this, yeah? You can take a long breath in for 7 seconds, in for the nose, hold for 7, and release for 8 slowly through the mouth. You do that 3 times and don't lose your tension on the road, you know? What happens here is you kick into the... sympathetic nervous system, cool?
Yeah.
And it just relaxes your body and you know, like we said, there's two dogs fighting, how they get tense when they're on anxiety and stress and tension. Well, sometimes the body doesn't, you know, needs to, the breathing will bring you back to a homeostatic state, which is a balancing state. Breathing is kind of a stopper to anxiety, by the way. But you've got to be aware of the technique, yeah?
Yeah.
So I advise going to breathing exercise, breathing boot camps, whatever, yeah? anything that you can learn how to breathe properly. Their breath, it's called breath work, which I also do that. You know, I teach various breath work to my clients, and yeah, it's really cool to know that. But the easiest technique, the 7 4x7, yeah, technique is a better one to do. It just brings about nice calmness, and you know, deep breath is really good through the nose. You know, inhale through the nose and out through the mouth. Yeah,
yeah,
that's real cool. It straight away induces this relaxation and brings in the sense of calmness. Yeah. So yeah, there's only a little bit more to do. Yeah, put your window up now, Sam, and I mean, you're not going to have your eyes closed while I take us on a small meditation, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to extend your time, by the way, because you need to feel the car, feel what's going on, cool?
Yeah.
Understand the things I've mentioned are good for you, and this is an audio recording. This is not visual, by the way, because,
yeah,
you know, I've made it only script writing rather than, you know, but it's good to hear this out, and nice work and air check. They're anticipating what could go wrong there. Nothing goes wrong there. We also need to think nothing's going to, because I can control that, yeah? Staying calm all the time. Anyway, let's kind of zero in on our driving, right? And finding the pause technique is finding that gentle space between the beginning and the end of something, the center, the yin and yang, the center, finding that calm space. Even when I slow down, I'm getting into that space, I'm feeling more relaxed. Sometimes we can breathe a few times, you know, gentle breaths can bring us to that state, as long as we have learned a technique for centering ourselves. Through meditation, feel that now, Sam. Do you feel how calm I've gone?
Yeah.
You sense that right there. We can also feel each other's energy. If I'm tense, you'll feel tense. If I'm calm, I'll feel, you know, you'll feel calm. You can turn right this one or the next one. I'm good to go either.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I invite those who are listening to close
sure,
their
yeah.
eyes, except Sam, we don't close your eyes. Cool, we drive, of course not.
Yeah.
But those who are listening to the podcast, and we want to get this in our subconscious, because when we're relaxed, we can learn more, and it actually, the subconscious is more open when we're totally relaxed. You
yeah.
know? And so anyway, I invite you to, not you, Sam, but anyone else that's listening to the podcast, to gently close their eyes. And as I, just imagine yourself as you step into your car, and just bring awareness to your breath. Awareness to your breath. And inhaling deeply, and embrace the present moment when we inhale deeply, and exhaling slowly. Release any tension or any fear, and maybe locating the tension in your body. You might have collected some tension during your day, but during driving, or even thoughts of driving can create tension. You know, thoughts of the mind can create tension. So release that tension and fear, and say, I'm in control of my thoughts and emotions. I remind myself that I have the skills to drive safely. I'm in control of my thoughts and emotions. I remind myself I have the skills to drive safely. My focus is always on the road ahead of me and not on my anxiety thoughts. I let go of all the need to rush to get somewhere. Yep. And I embrace the patience in my life. Yep. I let go of all the needs to rush again. And I embrace patience. Each turn of the steering wheel brings me closer to my destination. I'm calm. I trust in my abilities. I trust in my abilities. I trust in my abilities to drive safely. I know exactly what I'm doing in my driving. I know exactly where my car's going. I trust in my abilities to stay calm, remain calm and centered while I'm driving. I observe I observe the signs and the sounds around without judgment. I'm consistently scanning, not getting stuck to them, but I'm looking for new stuff to look at, driving stuff. I do this without judgments. The gentle hum of the engine soothes my mind, just like a nice, soothing podcast or an audio recording. I'm grateful for the freedom and independence that driving offers me and provides. I release any worries about what others may think of my driving. I don't really care because I'm in control. I don't get flustered or excited about others because I know I'm doing the right thing because I've studied the manual of driving. I'm anticipating my driving, looking ahead. I'm the captain of my own journey and confident and capable. I acknowledge any anxious thoughts, but I don't let them control me. I choose to focus on the present moment and the task in front of me and ahead of me and at hand. The road stretches out before me, full of possibilities. I take notice of all the beauty and the scenery around me, even at nights. I'm aware of the movements of my body. As I navigate on the road, I'm one with the car. I feel very nice being one with the car. I'm aware of my body movements as I navigate the road. The rhythm of my breath anchors me in the present moment. I feel my breath. I'm aware of my breath while I'm driving, and it calms me down. I adjust my speed to match the flow of traffic, feeling at ease all the time. I am surrounded by other drivers who are also on their own journeys on the road. And everyone is playing the same game. We're keeping our distances and obeying the road rules and keeping us safe. I extend kindness and patience to myself and others on the road. I trust the wisdom of my intuition to guide me safely. I embrace the feelings of empowerment that comes while I am overcoming this anxiety while driving. I release any residual tension in my body with each exhale, and I choose to let go of any negative associations with driving. I am capable of adapting and responding to any challenges of the road, any circumstances, situations that appear. I'm always ready for it and planning ahead. I visualize the smooth and peaceful journey from start to the finish. And as I arrive at my destination, I celebrate with triumph over anxiety. I've succeeded. And thank you for meditating, my friends. And I hope that there's some nice things that you receive from this podcast. And drive safely, taking the time. And it was a pleasure sharing these tips with you. And I just want to thank Sam for participating on this podcast. And you're welcome, and you did really well on your drive. And how do you feel about the knowledge that you've received about how to handle your anxieties while driving? Good.
Driving.
Very cool.
I got my license.
That's the way. Yeah. So staying calm, staying, you know, our nickname is Easy Ones. Anyone, you know, I teach easy strategies. Easy Ones means that we always drive slower, very composed and very safe, and we just feel the smoothness of our road and our journey. Now, thank you everyone for participating and listening, and especially those who are, you know, have some anxiety. If you need more help with this, by all means, reach out. I would leave also my Facebook group account name. It's called From Anxiety to Tranquility, learning to be more practicing calmness and ridding ourselves from anxiety. Until the next episode, thank you for joining us and all the best. Oh, well, that was good, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. So we can change lanes to the right. That's it. If you want air conditioning, lower your window down if you want now.
Yeah.
You sweat enough, yeah? That's it. Thanks, man. All right, bud. So we'll keep going till we find a roundabout down there somewhere. And then we'll come back on Old South Head Road. I'll make tracks towards home, mate. We're almost done. So good. Just goes a long way. It's fun. Have a drive, mate.
I had a question about, like,
yeah,
when I stopped in the bus, was the bus...
Well, did you really stop, or did you pass it? I mean, were you going left somewhere, or what was the bus
stop? I think the bike was next to me, back up Bondi Road.
You've got to do what's necessary, mate. But look, if you're going left, you can go in the bus stops.
On the right,
keep clear thing here on Bondi Road, yeah?
I think so.
It's alright. Dig out traffic, don't stop in that space, cool?
Yeah.
If you're going left somewhere, you can go to bus stops, bus areas to go left, yeah? It's necessary.
Well, I was going right back into the...
Crossing the road.
Yeah.
Well, the idea, if it's really busy, be aware of that. That's like in Bondi Junction, they got that one too.
Yeah.
Like this recording's not working either, but it was fun doing it anyway, yeah?
I'll do it not.
Yeah, it didn't record. Shit. It's a 50. It's starting again. Recording. What do I want that one? It's
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.